On today's episode of Dream Meanings, dreams of an ex-lover haunt a woman as she tries to make peace with the decisions that were made in the past. What does it mean when one has repeated dreams of using the bathroom? What do baby hands reaching through the shower wall mean for a young woman? And does the state of an old mansion represent something important about life situations? All those and more on today's episode of Dream Meanings. 1-800-606-7193, the phone number at Dream Meanings to share your dream with us. Call in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and share your dream. We would love to hear it, talk about it on the show, and give you some insight into it. You can also write it in on our website, which is dreamingradio.com, D-R-E-A-M-I-N-G, radio.com. And we may read it on a future episode of the program and do just that, do the insight thing. If you want to support the show, you can support us through Patreon. $1 an episode is what we ask. You get advanced access to our programs as we create them. So let's say we're 2 or 3 episodes ahead in production, and we release 1 a week. You will get access to those ahead of time through the Patreon feed. You can find that on our website at dreamingradio.com. Just click on that button at the top of the page to support the program and pledge your support at $1 an episode. You know, it's like less. It's less than a coffee. It's less than a soda. And your support is really what keeps this the ship afloat. So if you like Dream Meanings, please do your part to help us to allow us to continue to do this this program for you. I really do enjoy putting it together for you every single week. Let's jump to our first caller today at 1-800-606-7193. Hi, you are on the air.
Hello. Don't want to put my name out there, but you can call me Ray. I recently had this dream about a month ago. I'm still trying to figure out what it means. 3 years ago, I moved to a different state to change my life as well as explore what other options are out there for me. So live here in Montana, go to school and work here for the medical field. And so let's get into my dream. I was in a hotel building, and the room that I went into, it pretty much had a layout exactly how my room is. Bed was in the very spot, like right when you walk in, it's on the left side in the middle. And everything was pretty much laid out like my room, but I knew it was a hotel room because I wasn't at home. And my ex-boyfriend was sitting on the opposite side, on the edge, and he just kind of had this weary smile on his face. And we were I don't know what we were talking about, but I know that we were talking, and one thing led to another, and we started having sex. And during that, we both ended up like falling asleep on each other. And so I felt disappointment. And so we just stopped and cuddled. And after that, we ended up leaving the room. We were headed downstairs, and I think we were on like the 5th level, because it took us a while to get down to the main floor. And my parents, my siblings were there, and here are the kids. I don't know who they belong to, but they seemed to know me very well. And we were playing around as we were making our way to our vehicles. And during that time, I was walking ahead of everybody. I was walking ahead of my mom and dad. My sisters were walking alongside my ex-boyfriend, and they were just talking and just kind of this happy feeling about them. And my ex-boyfriend, he had his hands in his pocket. He was very, like, just kept to himself, even though he was in that group, and just kept his eyes on me, and he was smiling. And once we got outside, I have this, throughout my entire dream, I was anxious, I was nervous, and pretty much what I felt whenever, after we decided to break up. Just that anxiety of seeing him again and wondering what's going to happen, or just having all of those mixed feelings come back up after 3 years. It felt like as if it hasn't been 3 years at all. We both made it to our vehicles. A few of my siblings and my older sister got into my Jeep, and I'm not going to lie, I tried to make it seem like I was doing well, and I was faking this fake laughing, and I could sense him walking up to the driver's side, because I was in the driver's seat, and I was pretending to talk to my sisters while we were waiting, and he gets my attention, and pretty much we have this quick connection, if that makes sense, of how he was feeling, and it seemed like he was moving on, which I'm happy about now, but he was moving on in the dream, and he handed me a couple of white envelopes, and in each of those envelopes, it included like certain different amounts of money, and for me, I think it resembles how much money I put into him, because he had a lot of issues with being financially stable, and he went into a rehab facility for 30 days because he got DUI for the first time, and his parents tend to think that that was my fault, but I was never drinking when we were together. Yeah, like, he gave me those envelopes, and that was it. He walks off to his truck and just drives away, and as he is driving away and out of the parking lot, I felt this disappointment and deep sadness overwhelm me. And I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning after that. Couldn't go back to sleep. And I'm still trying to figure out what that means. And so, yeah. All right. Thank you so much for your time and have a good night. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that dream with us here on the program. I think a lot of times when we're exiting a relationship or have left a relationship, our minds look back on it and we try to make sense of why did it end? Why was I in it in the first place? If it led to failure, where do I go from here? It's a lot of reasoning. It's a lot of trying to make sense of everything. And it sounds like you were really just kind of doing that in the dream. You were reliving parts of the relationship, from making love with him to not being satisfied with him, to frustration, to your mind examining the financial situation that you got into with him, where you were supporting him because he was making poor financial choices. And naturally, the mind is going to go and try and correct the wrongs. Correct the, I gave money and I'm not with him anymore. So how did that pay off? For me, myself, did this help him? Did this just become a burden on me? The emotions of all of this are all kind of coming to fruition as your mind tries to essentially make sense and make a right out of a wrong, the wrong being what that relationship was. And the important thing with it is the fact that once this is all said and done, that you don't make the same mistakes again in future relationships, and you learn from the past and how things went and how you handled them, and then what the consequences of the choices that you made were. I think it's your mind trying to go through all of that and just kind of find peace with what the relationship was now that it's over. And that's really what I think it is. All these things, almost literal manifestations of your frustrations with him and the situations that you went through in that relationship. Eventually it'll simmer down. It'll be more of a memory than a festering dream. But that's all I think it is. Your mind's trying to make peace with what had occurred. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us here at Dream Meanings. Funny story, while that call was playing, I was sitting here listening to it, and then I took a look out the window, and I park my truck on an incline right outside of the studio window here at our Dream Meeting studio, and I looked out there, and we've had snow. We are literally on our fourth snow day with our kids in a row, and I looked out there, and I'm like, my truck isn't right where I parked it, and it had literally slid into the roadway. Luckily, this road out here that we're on is barely traveled. But I was just looking at it like, oh my God. It slid. It's on. I know it was on an incline, but I grew up in Wisconsin. I grew up in snow for 6 months of the year and parked on inclines all the time. And I never had a vehicle physically move itself. But it is a day of melting. So a lot of the ice, a lot of the snow, it's starting to get pretty slick out there because it's all just, it's going to be like 60 this weekend. So anyway, after that call, after I gave my feedback on it, I did have to run down there and move the truck because thank goodness it's a slow time here right now and nobody is down on that road because that could have been bad. Or if there was more ice, it could have slid even further because there's a lake across the street. That could have been pretty, like, where's the truck? Oh, my God. Yeah, but we're good. 800-606-7193 is our phone number at Dream Meanings to share your dream with us. 1-800-606-7193. Let's go to the caller. Hi, you're on the air.
It's happened a couple of times now. The first dream I had about this was, I was in a foreign land somewhere. I was captured, I've been in a cage. I was in a cage similar to a chicken coop or whatever, and there was a 5-gallon bucket there. I had to pee so bad, but I couldn't get to a bathroom. There was no bathroom, so I decided to pee in the bucket, and there was people looking in. I ended up peeing the bed. I had a similar dream last night where I started peeing again. It was all about pee. The toilet was up in rafters somehow. I had to move the toilet down and reconnect the toilet before I could pee. That didn't work out, so I ended up having to go and find another bathroom. I bought some stuff, so I had things in my hand, parcels. The toilet only had a little slit, so I said to myself, I couldn't pee in there because I'll wet myself all over. So I moved places. I go and I found another toilet where there was one toilet, but then there was two women that came in with their pants down that wanted to use the bathroom at the same time, and I'm thinking to myself, I can't pee. There's people there watching me. And one of them was my niece, and she was laughing about it. So it's kind of weird what's happening right now. I'm having these dreams where I'm pee. I want to pee, and I actually start peeing in the bed. My life right now, I'm with a man right now that I'm not so sure if it's the right thing to be, right relation to be in. I love him. He is very temperamental. He wants to move in together. He wants to buy a house one day. He doesn't want a house one day. He wants to go on a trip one day. His mind changes like the weather. He talks about getting married, and we're going to rent an apartment instead of a house, because he has to start his life over. At 69 years old, he's lost everything through marriage, through divorce. I'm by myself. I have my apartment. I'm wondering if it's a good idea or not. So I'm really confused to where my love life is concerned. Financially, it's tight on both our ends. So I don't know what to think about all this. But this dream about peeing has happened the first dream happened about 3 weeks to a month ago, and now I had another one last night. So it is confusing to me. There's got to be something. It must mean something.
And you're exactly right. It probably does mean something. And what you just described to me in background really matches up to what it tends to mean when someone is having dreams of urination, of peeing. Let's tackle some aspects of that. Dreaming that you are the one that's going, tends to represent in your dream and symbolize, a cleansing, a release of repressed emotions, ideas, feelings that you may have about something going on in your life. Depending on, what's going on with your life, it's symbolic of having or lacking control. And it sounds like that's kind of where you're at with this relationship. where it's kind of good some days. It's kind of, it just sounds kind of chaotic. It's like he's not a bad guy, but it sounds chaotic. At least his emotions sound chaotic and not very grounded, which that leans into the urinating. The other thing that that urinating, and this is the public part of it, because you were talking about how there was other people suddenly there. It symbolizes really a lack of privacy in your personal life and wanting to establish boundaries within your life, within your relationships, or literally kind of mark your territory, you know, your nation, mark your territory. And I'm not trying to be silly or coy, but that's another interpretation of what peeing means in a dream. And again, it all kind of goes back to this kind of chaotic relationship that it sounds like you're in. It sounds like the boundaries are not really necessarily there. They're kind of all over the place, and he's kind of saying this and saying that, and you're kind of going with it and then kind of second guessing it and not thinking this is the best idea. And maybe you want to be more vocal, but you're not. That's where a lot of this comes in. I would guess that if this can get under control, however that may be, whether it be staying in the relationship, not staying in the relationship, fixing the relationship, I would bet that if the relationship were to go away and he's not causing this chaos, that these dreams would also probably stop. That would be my guess anyway. My non-medical opinion, my person-to-person guess as to what is causing this, some of the meaning behind it, the reasoning behind it, and what may need to be done to stop these dreams from happening. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number here at Dreaming Radio to share your dream with us. Letter from Rachel in Oregon says, I'm the one that sent in the story about dancing on the roof. I have another dream story I'd like to tell. Before I get into it, though, I'd just like to say hi, or just like to say that most of the dreams I have are what I'd call movie-like, and I tend to remember details down to the smallest things. This dream was like this, which is why I think it has stuck with me for so long. It starts, I'm 20 years old, the actual age I was when the dream occurred. In the dream, I don't know my husband and I have no child. Instead, I'm single and childless. I'm walking up to a very old but ornate theater on a street corner. It seems to be set in a downtown area of a very old town. Its buildings as old and ornate looking as the theater. I notice as I get closer that the theater is under construction of some sort, and two older construction workers are doing some work out in the front of the theater. I know I'm at this theater because apparently there's a room or living quarters for rent inside, which I need badly in the dream. I quickly noticed a very old poster advertising a show that would be playing. I realized that this is not a movie theater, but a place where live plays took place long ago. The poster has a young man's face on it, looking brave and in his pose. He's blonde and handsome. While I look at this poster, one of the construction workers tells me that he was once a very popular actor at the theater and that he died mysteriously on opening night of the play was being advertised in the poster. He then tells me that he haunts the theater. Of course, I didn't seem to care about living in a haunted theater because I needed a place to live with low rent. I go into the theater and a woman shows me the living quarters. She explains to me that the dead actor on the poster still had most of his belongings in the place and that I can move in immediately if I don't mind living around someone else's things for just a few days until they can be moved. So I move in right away and then the scene switches to me sitting in bed in my room with all this actor guy stuff around me. I go to sleep seemingly for a few hours, but wake up to the sound of what sounds like hundreds of babies laughing and crying. I know in my dream I'm terrified by this, as I see no babies, but I hear them as if they're just on the other side of the wall. I hide under my blankets. Then the scene switches to the next night, and I'm sleeping in my bed. I wake up suddenly. This time, I see the blonde actor standing at the foot of my bed. He's not scary, though. He seems to be standing guard like a movie montage. I see several more nights spent in this creepy haunted room, either being plagued by demonic baby sounds, which seem to grow more menacing every time I hear them, or I see the blonde actor standing guard over me. The scene switches. I'm returning to my theater apartment after a long day, and I go to my bathroom in my apartment for a shower. I'm enjoying my shower, but then the lights go out, and I'm in the dark, and I'm scared. Then the baby cries, and laughing starts up, and they sound like they're in the shower with me. I lean back on the wall of the shower, sort of huddled in fear. Then all at once, I feel hundreds of chubby baby arms come through the shower wall. I'm leaning on, and they all grab me and sort of smash me against the shower wall as if they're trying to pull me through the wall. I'm screaming, and I feel like I might die of fear. Before the baby arms manage to crush me against the shower wall, then I feel a hand pull me out of the shower. It's the blonde actor saving me, and instantly I understand that these same demon babies are what took him out, and he was protecting me from them. Somehow, he makes them go away, then takes me into my bedroom. I go to bed, and he continues to stand guard. Scene switches. It's daytime. I'm standing out in front of the theater, looking up at it. I smile, and I walk away, never to return. That's where the dream ends. It's totally weird and movie-ish, but that's what I remember. It felt mostly like a nightmare, and while I've had many dreams, nightmares with a paranormal element, this one stood out. What is going on in my life at the time? Well, at the time, I had my 2-year-old boy and my husband, and I was living in the first house I ever had as an adult. It was a bit of a transitional period of time. I was questioning a lot of relationships I had with friends and whether I wanted some people in my life or not. A lot of people I was close to didn't exactly approve of my choice to work with my husband in his woodworking business. I'd like to know if there's a dream meaning for demon babies, or what ghosts or demons in general actually symbolize in dreams when it's just a dream. Oh, and here's a helpful hint. Need help remembering your dreams? Here's a hint my dad told me when I was a kid. He was very much into dreams and had a huge index book full of dreams and their meanings. The book told him that if you keep your eyes closed upon waking from a dream and recount it in your head before you open your eyes, you remember more of the details from it. Once you open your eyes, your mind takes in everything you see, and this distracts you from your dream, which makes it harder to remember what you just dreamt. It's good advice. It's advice I probably won't remember when I need to have it. So demon babies. I wouldn't say there's necessarily a textbook definition for demon babies, but what I would say are all these little hands grabbing at you and kind of pulling you out of your element, out of your life, and then the other person standing guard. I think what you have there is more so a representation of the relationships that you are examining at that moment in time. And possibly even just trying to get grounded with what it means to be mom and what it means to have a 2-year-old that can be very demanding. It can be frustrating, but it's part of, you know, just taking all that in and understanding what it means. And I think it the hands represents the frustrations of that and the frustrations of some of these relationships, some of these friends, and some of these friends and their thinking that's almost infantile. It's understandable when you have a 2-year-old who needs you and is reaching out with their arms. It's a whole other thing when you have adults who are acting like infants and being as needy as infants and then expecting you to give your time to them and pay attention to what may be viewed sometimes as infantile choices, when they know much better as a full-grown adult. So I'd say the baby hands are that. It's a representation of the frustrations in your relationships, and it's a frustration of just where you're at in life at that moment in time, and the neediness that others have around you. And the person standing guard is almost a representation of you, and the part of you that's trying to pull yourself out of those relationships and out of those situations to live your life as it is now. That'll be my interpretation of the dream. Thank you for sharing that with us. Do appreciate it. 800-606-7193, our phone number here, at Dream Meanings to share your dream with us. We would love to hear it, talk about it on a future episode of the program. Of course, you can also write in on our website, which is dreamingradio.com. Let's go to another letter. Nicole writes in to us. I have had a reoccurring dream throughout my life and haven't noticed any rhyme or reason for it to occur. It just does. What I dream about is a very large mansion. some of the dreams, it's in pristine condition, and others, it's dilapidated and falling apart. Each dream starts out differently, but I know I'm in the same house. Maybe I'm traveling up the house and then entering, or I could already be in the home. The house has a huge theater in it with a ruby red theater curtain that, if the dream pertains to the theater, can be beautiful and soft or tattered and falling apart. There's a curved staircase. It's very large and is made of marble. The walls have the rich wood paneling of a stately home. Think about the dream is no matter which state it is in, new or falling apart, I'm always scared to be in there. I know my destination is the attic, and I'm terrified to go there. Once I'm in the attic, the fear is overwhelming, and I want to wake up and end and leave the dream, but I can't. There's a cubby-like door that I have to open, but I don't want to because of what's on the other side. This is the time I wake up. I'm in such fear that when I was young, I would go in with my sister to her bed, and now, as a married adult, attach myself to my husband's back. I've never opened the door in the dream or found what is making me so terrified in the house. Also, many times when I go back to sleep, the dream starts over again, so it cycles twice, but never a third time. I just get up and occupy myself instead of falling back asleep. It's been a year or so since I've had the dream and hope sincerely that I am done with it. Now, it's been a reoccurring dream, and I honestly don't remember what was going on in my childhood when it started and what triggers it to come back. It'd be nice to know if it has any significance, or do I just have weird dreams and need to lay off the horror books? I would say the house, this is my guess on it, the house is a representation of life. The state that the house is in, and you have to do some correlating here on your end, I think probably correlates to how your view of life is at the time. Are things going good? Are things in disrepair? Are things messed up? I would guess that the state of the house is going to be representative of how things are going in your life in general. And getting up to the attic and going through that door, opening that door, is, I think, just a fear of the future, a fear of what's next, what's behind the door. Is it going to be something good? Is it going to be something bad? It sounds like there's a level of anxiety here where you have a fear of what may happen. And then we all do to a certain extent. But I would say that this is what that dream is representing. I'm going to guess it probably pops up at anxious points in life, points of contention, points of uncertainty, good or bad. Because I think sometimes we have the fear of what's next pop up more prudently when we're in a peak of either situation, whether it's a really good time, things are going really smooth and really good, but you wonder what's next. How long is this going to last? Is it going to stay this consistently calm and good? And when it's really bad and really messed up and things are just frustrating and anxiety-inducing, how long is this going to last? Is it going to get better? Is this choice of going through this door going to make it better? Is it going to make it worse? I think it's your mind trying to work through difficult moments in your life, and your life is represented by the house. Thanks for writing that in and sharing that with us here on Dream Meetings. We do greatly appreciate it. 1-800-606-7193 is the phone number to share your dream with us. You can also call in your dream on our phone number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 1-800-606-7193. That is the phone number to share your dream. That wraps up today's episode of Dream Meetings. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to send in your dreams. Support the show if you like it. Go to our website, dreamingradio.com, and click on the Patreon support link at the top. $1 an episode is what we ask to help keep this thing afloat. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to another episode of Dream Meetings.